Simen Reish Mem He Yisrael Ve'inu Yehudi Shutvim Ve'ech Yisnagu Ve'Shavis. So if there's a shutvus between a Jew and a Goy in a business, so the Goy wants the business to open on Shavis, so is that permissible? So just as a background, the Isser of doing business on Shavis, even if the Malachas are violated, is the Isser Drabanan of Mekach Mimkar Gzei Rashem Yechtov. And according to the Ramban, if you spend your whole day doing business, you also violate Shabbos. Shabbos means the Shabbos should be a special day. Obviously, today, if you're doing business, you're probably violating Yisur D'Raisa all the time. But fundamentally, theoretically, if you just do, you didn't do any malachas, you'd still be in violation of this Yisur Rabban or Mekach Kumim. Now, the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah discusses a case of Shutvus. And the concern is like this, that if I don't go into the office on Saturday and I tell Chris to go in the office, I'm going to go in on Sunday. So for him, his Shabbos is Sunday, so I'll work on his Shabbos, he'll work on my Shabbos. And Shalom Yisrael, no, says the Gemara, that's not right. Why is that not right? Because I'm basically asking him to work for me on Shabbos. So it's like a form of Amir L'Akum. Can't have a goy work for you on Shabbos, even if he's your shutuf. Now, the Ramah is going to say in a minute that if I tell him, listen, I'm a Sabbath observer, I want our business to be closed on Shabbos. And he says, listen, I want to work on Shabbos. So you can tell him, fundamentally, listen, our business is closed on Shabbos. If you want to go in, I'll let you go in, but it's aldas atzmacha, I'll tonight you give me half the earnings. But then the guy's going to work more. Both the guy and the Jew work 6 days a week. He can't have a day off. Meaning, it's only if he's willing to work, or let's say today people don't work on Sunday. So every Monday to Friday, we're both going to work Monday, Friday. And he's going to work on Shabbos. But it's not that he's working for me. He's working for himself. And I want to be closed on Shabbos. If you want to go, you can go open it. But then you have to give me half the, tonight you give me half the earnings, then it's al das atzmo, it's mutter. So that is an eitzah. But often the goy isn't willing to do extra work and have the Yisrael sit in shul and get paid. So how do you go about doing this, that you're going to work for him on Sunday and he'll work for you on Shabbos? Is there any way to make that mutter? So the Mechaber says, Yisrael, when Yehudi sheyesh v'em eitzah de'otayin or mechatzer, eichayim, they have a store, they have some type of esek. They make a tenai before they begin the shutvus. They say, listen, you are going to work on Shabbos, and you're going to make the earnings. I'm going to work on Sunday, and all the earnings on Sunday are mine, and all the losses are mine. And you're going to work on Shabbos, all the earnings are yours, all the losses are yours. So if they make that tonight, so even though technically the Shutvus belongs to the Jew also on Shabbos, but the way since the tonight somehow neutralizes it and tonight makes it as if on Shabbos it just belongs to the guy and Sunday just belongs to me, and the rest of the week we're Shutvim. So you could theoretically make such a tonight. Uskar Yom Echad Keneged Yom Shabbos Yisrael Levado. Mut. The law is to Betchila, but that's only made a tonight. If you didn't make it tonight, so just a second. So you make it tonight, and then you're supposed to split accordingly. You're supposed to have the schar Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos often is a bigger schar. So the goy is going to make more money because he's exactly. Yeah. And then the Yisrael is going to work on Sunday. Sunday might be less. I mean, the truth is, in America, probably Sunday and Shabbos are probably both big days. So that would work. Now, the Mishmur points out that let's say the guy says, and okay, listen, let's just split it. You know, we'll keep it simple. Let's just split all the earnings. So there's a machlokas, so you're allowed to take it. Is that mevatel of tanai? The show that really, because in the case where I asked him to work on Shabbos, he asked me to work on Sunday, that's us, sir. He would have said, no, I'm not asking you to work on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's just yours. On Sunday, it's just mine. And the rest of the week, we're shutvin. And sometimes it's also not so clear how to split that. What do you mean? I'm asking if it's a store, so the earnings on Shabbos are mefurish in the cash register. But let's say I have a field. So on Shabbos he plows, and on Sunday I plant. So how do you cheshbin whose schar is for who? So it's a little bit of a mess. It seems like this tanai does work. If it has to be like a serious tanai, some want to say that it should be done al pi arkos, it should be like a tanai with the lawyer. Others say it's not necessary as long as it's like written and serious. If at the end of the day the guy wants to give you half and half, so it could be considered a matana. Some folks would say like that. So these are the every situation. This whole discussion is something that's like not encouraged. But if you're in a situation, there are ways to do it. One way is to make a tanai. One second. Now the Gemara has a suffix about the case of Stam. You didn't make a tanai. It's a Stam case. But I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos and I'll work on Sunday. It's just Stam. We have a Shutvus. He knows I'm Jewish, so I don't come in on Saturday. I know he's Christian. He doesn't come in on Sunday. And Shalom Yisrael. So is that okay if it's a Stam case? When Farish, I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. He didn't tell me to work on Sunday. Is that also Usher? So the Gemara says, lo nifshita. Says Machakas Rishonim lechumra lekula. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam is lechumra. Im lo hisnu betchila sheivol lechalek notal ini Yehudi skar shabbosus kulam veashar cholkin also. So the Mechaber says if they didn't make a tanai, so you split the earnings of the whole week. But Shabbos, all the earnings of Shabbos you have to give to the guy. Im lo haisa skar Shabbos yadua yitol ini Yehudi levada shvius a skar vecholkin ashar. And if you're not sure how much you made on Shabbos, so the 1/7 goes straight to the guy and you split the rest. Since the Ramah, v'yesh matiri maschar b'diyaved afilo hisnu. Since it's a vital ifshita, it's a din drabanan. Some rishonim paskin, the Rosh, and others that it's safik l'kula. V'chalku stam it's mutter. V'nira lid v'hefse gadol yesh lismoch alayu. The Ramah says you can somehow on this b'hefse meruba. So if a person entered the shutvus, didn't explicitly tell the goy to work on Shabbos for him. They just stam. It was understood that the Jew goes to synagogue on Saturday, and the goy, you know, is going to work on that day, and the Jew will work on Sunday, etc. So the Rama says, "Behefsed gadol yish lismok alayu." V'yeshomim shakol ze lo ma'ir el v'shutvus shakol echad oseg biyomo aval k'shneim oskim yachad kol chol v'shavus oseg ini yehudi levada mutu lachok imo aschar. The ini yehudi adayt nafshi kavit. So I said before that if they work the whole week together, and I tell the guy, listen, I'm not coming in on Shabbos. He says, no, I want to keep it open. So I can tell him, you can keep it open, but it's a das asmacha, and then just give me something for it, give me half the profits or whatever. V'ini yisol nenem v'lachta v'shavus kevin she'en v'lachem v'telos ol v'asos. You should take the prophet of Shabbos with the prophet of other days. It shouldn't be Shkar Shabbos. Shkar Shabbos is Mutar Havla. And this is what we consider apparently Shkar Shabbos. Fine. So I mentioned there's a shayla if this is a din l'chatchila, this is only v'di'aver. The Sridi Eish has a tshuva where he was wondering, he was asked to make is this okay? So he went to the Chafetz Chaim. He asked the Chafetz Chaim, and Chafetz Chaim didn't want a machriya. It seems like a lot of poskim in the modern era shy away from this, because the matzav in Chai Yisrael is such, there's a lot of Chilul Shabbos, unfortunately, and this really is it doesn't look very kosher, meaning you have a store, it's open on Shabbos, okay, you have a guy shutuf, but so a lot of poskim shy away from this, and they don't want to be the mezalzel of a kosher Shabbos. But Lutzarach, the Maisa, it's Mutter. The Maisa we hold is Mutter. It's certainly, again, Shastachak might be considered B'dievet. So a person already entered the Shutzvos. We're going to see soon what happens if you already entered. You didn't know, make it tonight, whatever. But this is also relevant, unfortunately, for a situation where you have a Shutzvos who's a Yisrael Mumer. Sometimes you have a family business. So you have a cousin. You know, the grandfather was nifter, and the cousins are splitting the business, so they could sell it, and that's it. But let's say they want to continue, so you have a sibling who's a mumer. So what happens in that case? He wants to keep it open on Shabbos. So do we say the same halacha applies that you can leave the business open on Shabbos, or you say no? This is all by a goy, by Yisrael mumer. It's already more marisayin. It's you're makshilim v'chule. So Ramesh has a truth about this. Somebody wanted to enter into a business with the Yisrael Mumer, and the Yisrael Mumer wanted to keep it open on Shabbos. So is that mutter? Is it the same dinim apply, or is it more chamor? So the pashtus is that it's more chomer, that you should have no connection to the malach on Shabbos. Not the Revach, not the Hefsid. The whole week you split, and the guy opens it, the mumer opens on Shabbos, and if he wins, he wins. If he loses, it's not connected. But even then, you have to make sure that you're not being misayeya, meaning if you're putting money into the business and that helps him expand, and so then it has both of you expand, but maybe he's going to keep it open more on Shabbos, etc., so that might be sort of the Fnei Iver. So this is an issue that comes up sometimes. Fundamentally, some argue that the same halachas do apply as Shutta Sa'akum, but it could be a little bit more machomer, and you shouldn't have any shaykhis to the Chil Shabbos at all, not Hevach, not Hefsir, etc. And something that the Chalitz Meir Zayin should be at Aser B'chol Mikra. So the Moshe is making, not out of the Kamri, but he's making a little bit, that it could, if you have no Shaykhis to what's going on Shabbos, you can even have Yeshutah for the Yisrael Mumar, so long that you're not involved at all, not Lerevach Hefsir for what happens on Shabbos. Okay. I mentioned before that if you made a Tanai, and really more money was made on Saturday than on Sunday, so the guy should get more. He shouldn't split 50-50. It should be 55-45. But if he says, listen, I'll give you the split is 50-50, that's a matana. You can't tell him, oh, by the way, you know, I worked on Sunday, you worked on Saturday, let's split it. Then you're already trying to uproot the Tanai. But if the Tanai is there, but the guy understands that you can't come in on Shabbos, so he's going to give you Matana, so then it would be Mutter according to some.
And he's giving you Matana Mishalo. He's not.
Yeah, that's basically how it. Yeah, that's the idea. The Mishabur says, Lo is Amrina Diskali Milsam Afreya, the Inna Yehudi Hayashlucha. We don't consider him to be a Shaliach. So Matana Pa'almat and Sivkatan Yugimel, Yaivla. So that's the discussion. Is that so pashut? Is that such a debate? But that's what Mechaber said. Fine. Gimel. Heicha shelo hisnu b'tchila ish tikun al yedei sheyachzer amocher lahem demei akarka. Yachzer amocher lahem Demeya Karka, meaning let's say you didn't make a Tanai, so you can like basically uproot the Shutzvus and start it again. You can like pay him off and he'll buy it back, whatever. Imachru ish la'achem v'yachzir v'yiknu v'shutzvus v'yitzu v'shasa k'niya. Even yishatu v'chanus l'hitznu yachzir kol echad v'yitul chelka v'yivatu l'shutzvus. You can abolish the Shutzvus and start it again with the Tanai. V'acharech yachzru yishatu v'yitzu v'tchila. Im kilu b'karka l'asus v'malacha v'shutzvus yivatu l'shutu v'yimachlu zeze v'acharech yachzru yishatu I'm not sure how practical this is, but you have a shutvus and you somehow like abolish shutvus and start it again. And you could do it, but okay. With a Tanai. V'im yirtze v'haskir in Yehudi chelka v'shabbos l'sachra v'kibol l'shari. So the Ramah says, based on what we learned last time in Reish Mem Dalet, that even though we hold that you're not supposed to have a kavlan working for you on Shabbos, because a kavlan working for you, it looks like a sachir and it's ma'ar zayin. V'shasach t'chak gadol, the Ramah said you're allowed to do such a thing. The example was a moche. So moche bought the right to collect taxes. If he doesn't collect all 7 days a week, he's going to not going to pay for what he won't be able to repay his losses. I mean, he cost him $100,000 to buy the right to collect, and he has to collect more than $100,000. So if he only collects 6 days a week, he won't be able to collect. So he says you can pay a guy to collect, and you give him a percentage. He's working on a commission. So we allow a kavlon. So to here, says the Ramah, v'im yirtze l'haskir in Yehudi chelko v'shabes o l'sachro b'kiboles shari. So the Mishapurian says, Vav says, we only matter because of Hefzeh Gadol, we're not matter stam. So the Mishabura says, Tirsa Magin Avram, Dehacha, Ayri Maskir Lo, Es Chelka Beshabes Bavlo, Dehainu Shemaskir Lo, Kol Yimei Shabbos Shalo, Im Shnayim Shlosh Yam Yimei Asachol. So you're doing some type of Havlo, the Su Leka Kam Yishum Ska Shabbos. Okay. Seder. So just to summarize what we saw here, so if Shu is a Shutzvus to the guy, there are a number of ways to be matir. One is to is to make a tenai milchatchila that on Shabbos it's only the goy's business, and on Sunday it's my business, and then all the revach and the hefsid on each of those days goes to the Jew or to the goy separately. If you didn't make a tenai, so the best thing to do is to uproot the shutfus and to restart it if it's possible. It's not always so possible. So then the heter here in Sif Gimel is to allow the goy to work on Shabbos. Sorry, there is a heter of stama. The Rama says earlier in Sif Aleph that stama, if you just don't specifically tell him to work on Shabbos, you just work more on one day and he works more on Shabbos and you don't talk about it. So according to the Rosh, the Rama's make it like the Rosh Pefsid Gadol, that is mutter. Another etza is that you just tell the guy we're not going to keep it open on Shabbos, and if you want to go in, so you're doing it on your das atzmacha, and you have to just give me some, give me a portion. That's also considered mutter. And then here we have discussion of renting your chelik and the esek to a guy. You can rent them part of your, you rent them your chelik on Shabbos for a certain amount of money, and I mean, you can even say, I guess, they're renting it for the half the profits, and then he's working as a kavlan, and then even though we try not to do this generally, but some matter it. Okay, fine. Dalid more around halachal ma'isa yochel yisrael litein leinu yehudi mos yisasek mani. You can give a guy money and tell him to do business. Avav yishenu yehudi nosim nosim b'shabbos. The guy's doing business on Shabbos. Cholik ima kol eschar v'shavi. Meaning, in contrast to a store that's my store, so I have a chiyuv, I want to work in my store, it's a problem. Here, I'm giving you money. So listen, you make business, it's like investing in stocks. You give money to guys, you do business, give me some percentage of the profits. So that's mutter. It's not a Jewish esek. It's a goy is doing esek. I'm the person who supplied the goy with the financial backing for his esek, and I get a profit. If it's that I go into the office on Monday, on Sunday, and he goes on Saturday, then it's a problem. Okay, fine. So, like I said, this is important heter for people who want to invest. When you invest in the stock market, so you're not a shutuf for the guy. You're giving them money, and they are using it to make money, and you're getting a percentage, and therefore it's mutter.
I mean, all of this is just all from the Gezeirah Shem Yichdeh.
Yeah. I mean, part of this is Shem Yichdeh is really the Gezeirah of Mekach Lemker. Here, telling the guy to do malacha is a mil akum. Meaning, you can't tell the guy to do malacha. Okay. Now, the Mechavik says, and hey, mutal Yisrael litein schora leini Yehud limkor in kotza tzlo schar. That you can even give schora to the guy and tell him to sell it. You can't tell him to dafka go on Shabbos. You tell him, listen, you're the peddler, I'm the supplier, I'm giving you the hats, you sell the hats. So he can sell whenever he wants. He can even sell on Shabbos. Even though it's my hats, he's the seller. Now you can't tell him to sell on Shabbos. So if the Yom HaShuk is Shabbos, so then L'chor it's awesome, because you're basically telling him. I remember when I was a kid, so people wanted to get tickets to games, you know, the basketball, the Expos. Yeah. So, what do you, Montreal Canadiens, the hockey, whatever it is. So, what do you? So they started selling, like, you know, 9 o'clock Saturday morning. So you can't tell a guy to go buy tickets for you.
You know it's gonna happen on Shabbos.
Yeah, because most of the times no tickets are left. Meaning, it's not like it's anything. If it's available all the time, so you can sell, you can buy whenever you want. You can buy on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but the tickets get sold out within a few hours, and they start selling Shabbos morning. So you're not allowed to tell a goy to buy tickets for you. If a goy bought tickets, he wants to give you one. That's beseder, but you're not allowed to tell him. That's a mere lakum.
You'd have to buy from scalpers.
You bought from scalpers. That's a mutter of din machusa. I don't know. Wow. Okay.
There are a lot of firm people. Why not? or this is like this is their business. It's a huge business. It's a secondary market.
Right.
It's not, they call it gray market, meaning like,
okay.
It's not strictly what the people want them to do, but yeah, they buy up tons of, again, it's not a question of shop, it's more a question of the freedom of the student, but it's a huge business. They buy up tons of tickets, it's for, it's concerts,
right,
everything.
And they sell them at a profit.
They sell them.
Yeah. Okay. So it, sometimes it's a Shabbos issue, and it's like I'm not sure what, if there's a hatter. I don't see a hatter for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned last time, you know, people do things, so you, it's always a mitzvah to try to have tzchus. I think
right.
It is a mitzvah to have tzchus, but like a certain point of view, you know, only with tzchus. So
I know my friend has a business, and he does have guy working for him. I don't know if specifically he buy stuff on Saturday, but that's
right.
Probably a problem.
Yeah, if you can buy it any time, so then it's not. But if it's Dafka, the whole point is when it opens up.
Yeah, it's called an on sale, where they open up the tickets.
Right, so if it's open on Shabbos.
Right, it would be that same problem.
Look, that would be the problem, yeah. I don't know if there's a hetter. Okay. Taner shalakacha yisal mashkan yehudi. If a guy borrowed money, and the Jew took a mashkan, a collateral, to make sure they would pay, so he took a tanur. So the collateral, the Jew has no use for this oven. The guy says, listen, I want to rent it out. It's yours, but I want to rent it out. I mean, it's yours as a collateral. I want to rent it out, and that money will go to paying the ribbis on the loan. So can you have your collateral, it's not yours, it's it belongs to the guy, you gave it to as a collateral, can that be open on Shabbos to be baking bread? So the Mechaber says, "Muta litos chashabes." The fish who bereshus any Yehudi, ve'en lechad Yisrael chenegba. Who does it belong to? This belongs to the guy. He gave it as a mashkan. We had this discussion of, you know, kona mashkan. No, but we're assuming here that al fidin, it's considered the goy's tanur, and the Jew is really getting the money from the chashabes. But it's not direct. It's going to the goy, and the goy is using it to pay back his loan, to pay back the ribbis from the loan. Because in the Yisrael omer l'asuk b'shabes, he's not telling him. The guy just said, I want to be able to use the oven to make profits to pay back the loan, to pay back the ribbons. So the Jew could say, okay, if he's not telling him to open it, keep it open on Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem of schar at Shabbos. Okay. Vav. It used to be your oven wasn't in your house, it was outside. So a guy came, he cooked his bread, baked his bread in your oven. Now he wants to pay you. It's nice, he doesn't want to steal, he wants to pay you. But you're now getting money, this is classic Schar Shabbos. You can't rent out your oven on Shabbos. So he took your oven, he didn't ask you, he took it out, and now he wants to pay you.
It's like a reverse Mavri Achari.
Yeah. You can't. It's not just if he gave you the bread. Even if he gave you money, this is the case was passed. You can't take money for a Schar Shabbos. So what do you do with such a case? So the Be'er Halacha here says, if they already paid you, you're not allowed to take the money. If they already paid you, some hold you're allowed to be nana from it.
Yeah, it's not like Moshe of Avizara that you have to.
So that's the thing. If it's mamish schar shabbos, according to one day taka, you can't use it.
Huh.
What do you do with it? You destroy it. So the chafaj is you can give it to tzedakah, meaning you can, you know, as long as you don't get any hana from it, you don't get any kavod, you don't get a tax receipt. But it's not like if it's our mamish, but the chori shouldn't be nana from it, meaning in an intangible way.
Yeah.
One day and Be'er Halacha, if he already gave it to you, so then you could be nana from it. This issue comes up in Siman Reish Mem Gimel. We said you can't rent a tanur. Right here, he's using your tanur. So there, it's really been a marzayin. Right there, it's been a marzayin that even though you rented it to him, it looks like it's yours. Here, it really is yours. So here, it's more chomer. If you rent it to him, so really you shouldn't do it because it looks like he's your worker, even if though he's renting it from you. Because the derech was not to rent tanurim. Here is mamash schar shabbos, so it's asur meikar adin, so you shouldn't take the schar. If you took it, one day in the Be'er Halacha, you're allowed to be nana from it, but it's probably better not to be nana, just to give it away in a way you don't, you're not nana. There is a issue of auctions. People, you know, put bids on things. The auction's going to take place Shabbos morning. So I send an email on Friday that I want to bid, or sometimes online people sell things with like the highest bidder. So it's, you have 24 hours left, and it's Friday morning, so you're going to bid for the computer. So is that okay? So the postman say that that's mutter, because you're not doing anything on Shabbos. You made a hatzad mechir before. If it's accepted, accepted. If it's nitche, it's nitche. You're not actually doing any actions on Shabbos. Some want to say it's only okay if you have the right to be chozerbo, meaning if you're mechoyev al pi din to, some of you have to lose your deposit. Usually they make you put a deposit. So, but if you lose your deposit, if you can be chozerbo, maybe you, someone post says it's only mutter then. But I think other brothers say it's mutter chol mikra because you're really not doing anything. You're not doing anything on Shabbos, and it's not even clear if a kinyan is happening. Meaning, there's a Akiva Eger who says that you can't cause a kinyan to be happen on Shabbos. Even if you're not doing the kinyan, you can't cause, like, doing the Achar Lamed. The kinyan Achar Lamed falls on Shabbos, it's a problem because, like, the kinyan is happening on Shabbos. But here, it's not even clear if you make the if a kinyan is happening. What, you know, you send to the deposit, and you got the highest bid. So they're going to call you Monday morning and make you pay for the rest. Meaning, was there really a kinyan done at that point? You know, Lachar not. So this is also very nogeya for people who have internet sites. You have a site, and then you're selling whatever, and the people are coming in on Shabbos and buying things. So there are a couple of issues here. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a lifnei iver issue. A lot of Yidden are going to join, you know, the Hebrew site. The chances are that Jews are going to be. So the question is that. So really, it's only the favor of the Raisa, they can all get at other sites. There are lots of competing sites. So is it Misayaya? It says in the past that maybe by a Yisrael Mumar, we're not so concerned with Misayaya, because again, it's not like we're helping with Lavera, he can do it just as easily. So the Pashas is should be Mutter. There is the question of Kinyan on Shabbos. Are you being Machne something? Usually you don't actually Machne. Like, you know, even if this guy pays for it with his credit card, like the Kinyan. It's hard to know what's the Maisa Kinyan there. I mean, there's nobody touching anything, and it's just a credit card went through. Like, it's not, is that really... So, it could be there's no actual Kinyan. Or we don't hold a Kinyan Kegel. We hold that if you don't do a Maisa Kinyan, even if Kinyan happens, it's not your problem. You're not doing anything. This is not New Shiloh. These are Shilohs. People have candy machines on the street. So a guy's going to throw in a quarter, and he's going to get a soda. So can you leave your candy machine functioning on Shabbos? So 100 years ago people raised the shailas, and the tshuvas are basically as mutter. That again, there's an issue if it's in a from neighborhood, or you're going to zazel cover Shabbos, or if you think the Yisrael Mumer, the discussion comes up, can you mark other Jews? But like I said, it's hard to say it's like David. So even Misaya, the Pashas is mutter. So the Pashas is you can have your site open on Shabbos. There are some people are uncomfortable with it, and understandably so. It doesn't seem like a very Yiddish thing to do. So there are people who have like programs that their site like is closed on Shabbos, and they even have a program that based on the hours of where the person's like IP address is. Wow. They know if you're, you know, it's not Shabbos in California, but it is Shabbos in New York, and you'd say it's a site temporarily inaccessible. Somebody told me the OU has that. I never tried to go there on Shabbos, so I wouldn't know. But somebody told me their site is closed on Shabbos. More else like Chil Hashem. But al pidin, the pashtus is not, it's not a problem. That's the pashtus. I heard it's like Shaila. Sometimes on the side of websites there are ads. So a guy has a website for Israel Advocacy, an English website. So who visits Israel Advocacy? Jews and like from Christians. And on the side of the site, he wanted to sell advertisement. You rent a car, whatever it is. So the question was, is that an issue? Because it's a Jewish site. It's a Jewish site. And the people visiting it are either not from Jews on Shabbos or Christians. So we'll figure out what's Rove. Let's say it's Rove Jews. So it's like an Eretz Yisrael, Rove Jews. So am I concerned with that? I say no.
The fact you sold the ad space.
You're being nana from the fact that you're right. Is it the wrong thing to do? I mean, it's hard to aser, but it doesn't seem very appropriate. Let's put it that way. Meaning, it's probably more kal than having a site open in Israel, where in Hebrew, where the people, you know, I'm sure there are Israeli Arabs who are buying things in Hebrew sites, but the majority, the vast majority of the people buying are not from Jews. So, again, I think there are different days. The postgame, it's not discussed so much. Sukkot Purim Cohen has a sefer called the Or of Shabbos. So he has a small chapter where he discusses this. He's in America, so for him, okay, Rov Akum, it's like not a Shaila. What's the din in Eretz Yisrael? So you have to figure out what the right thing to do is. It doesn't seem like such a right thing to do, if you ask me, but the question is it usher? Meaning sometimes something could be passnit, but not necessarily usher. But it could be the taka usher also. You have to make it. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, let's see if we can learn a little more of Reshman Vav. You can rent or lend a kli to a guy. You want to lend your car to a guy, or lend your lawnmower, or rent your car to a guy, even though he's doing malacha. We pass like Beis Hillel that a guy can do malacha with my kelim and Shabbos. It's not a Jewish car. No, it's a car. Obviously owned by a Jew, but a guy can drive a Jewish car.
Like
by a behemoth, that's the end of the sentence. By a behemoth, but by a kelim, it's not like that. V'yesh omrim the kelim she'ozin v'melacha ki gom nachreishu v'yosef and also askin any hudu v'erev Shabbos. There's the yesh omrim the machaver that you shouldn't lend a kli that does malacha on Erev Shabbos. V'yamachamishi mutu l'haskir lo. V'vad shalo yitul skar Shabbos ele b'havlo. V'yon she'yaskir l'chodesh l'shavu l'hashir l'mutu afil v'erev Shabbos. So the machaver says that there's a yesh omrim that you shouldn't lend, you're allowed to lend on Erev Shabbos a car, you shouldn't rent a car on Erev Shabbos. Because it's you're renting an Erev Shabbos, he's paying you. It looks a shtickle like maybe he's your shaliach. It's not clear that he's renting it for you for his own purposes. Maybe you're paying him to do something. So therefore, you shouldn't rent a kli that does malach on Erev Shabbos. Now, if you go to a car rental, nobody's going to think that the guy at the car rental who's renting the car is your shaliach. It's only if you know your next door neighbor comes to you and says, "I want to rent your car," he takes $100. So then that's wrong according to the Yishomrim if it's Erev Shabbos. If it's Friday, Thursday, it's fine because you're already Thursday. We think he's renting it. Lemaisa, the Mechaber says in this case, if you're renting for Shabbos, you can't rent just for Shabbos because then you're taking a Skar Shabbos. So you rent it for usually a little before, a little after, meaning usually it's like that anyway. A person goes to a hotel. So it's not from, you know, Shkia to Shkia. You rent it from Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So let's say Shabbos at 9 o'clock. So the Mela, it's Havla, so already it's Mutter. Okay. And there's a question, if according to this Yishomim, you can't rent a guy something on Friday, does that mean even Thursday night? What about Friday early in the morning? When do we really say it looks like he's a shaliach? If it's Mamash right before Shabbos, it looks more problematic. Fine. But you can lend, like I said, even on Friday afternoon, you can lend your lawnmower to a guy. You're not getting any profit from it. It doesn't look like it's your shaliach. It's holy mutter. So even though the guy is going to do malacha on Shabbos with your lawnmower, everyone's going to see him using your lawnmower in his lawn, it's mutter. It doesn't look like he's your shaliach. The Rama says, V'chein ikra gesvar achrona, the ikra is that you should be machmir not to rent on Erev Shabbos. U'mutter l'hashe lo v'erev Shabbos, ha'al gav d'masnin, she'en Yehudi yachso v'yashe lo, there's a chap. You can't rent on Erev Shabbos. What can you do? You can lend him on Erev Shabbos. Tonight he'll lend you back. I'll lend you my lawnmower this week. When you have a lawnmower, even though it's not considered skirus, it's lending and lending. Lending al tanai, you're going to get back. He's going to lend it back to you. It's not considered a skirus. Only as a b'schiris. When you're paying, it looks like it's a shaliach. This is not so relevant to Lacha Maisa. I mean, it could be relevant. The guy wants to buy your lawnmower, so it's mutter. You can lend it to him on Friday. Okay. If he wants to rent it, you shouldn't rent it to him on Friday, rather on Thursday. Fine. Also, l'hashil shum kli le'en Yehudi b'Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, it's not right. He's going to come to you Shabbos, he says, "I want to borrow your lawnmower." You can't have him take out your lawnmower from your shed on Shabbos. That's very inappropriate. Even this Friday afternoon, close to the Shabbos, he has to take it off your property before Shabbos. If they sharua sover she sold tzival hozio. If a goy comes into my shed on Shabbos, takes out the lawnmower, it looks like I told him to do it. I can't tell if that's iser of mil akum. There's iser of tzolot. There's no eruv. It's iser of if there's an eruv taka, so the mechara. If it's not a muksa item, so then it would not be a problem. If it's a muksa item, even if there's an eruv, it would be aser. Now, if a goy, let's say it's his lawnmower. A goy borrowed a lawnmower. My boy borrowed his lawnmower. And I didn't return it. I was busy Arab Shabbos. Now, Shabbos morning, he comes to me and says, Reb Yid, where's my lawnmower? So, it's his lawnmower. So in that case, we're not going to go there and say that you can't return him his item on Shabbos morning. So if he wants to borrow your stuff on Shabbos, you can say, I can't lend it to you on Shabbos. It's his item, we're not going to tell you. I mean, it's also an Ava issue, you're not going to give back his own. So then we're makel to return, let him take his item back on Shabbos. Even
so,
if it's
not really about the mistakes that an observer will make. Because an observer can't really be mechalik between whether it's him, if they just see him going to the shed and taking something out, they can't tell if he's taking my lawnmower or taking his lawnmower.
Right.
Meaning,
right.
So,
I mean, changes
based on.
So I'm not sure if it's a special din of Maris Ayin here. Is it exactly a classic Maris Ayin, or is it just like they were not going to be able to go there? We're go there here. Yeah, I mean, it's
considerations of Ava and more strong than the mistake that an observer might make.
Maybe that's the question. I'm not 100% sure. I don't really know. Gimel, also the Haskel Hashel Vehemtel and Yehudi. This is an issue raised of giving an animal. Once upon a time, not so long ago, people used animals for transportation, so and for work. So there's a special thing in Shvisas v'Hamdo, L'mani Nuach, that on Shabbos, not only does a person have to be Shovis, but even his animal has to be Shovis from Malacha. And the animal is allowed to eat grass. We don't say that if it's Tzarech Atzmo, it's Muzer, but you can't have the animal doing Malacha for you. So the Chaber says, Also Haskel L'Hashil v'Hamdo L'Ani Yehudi K'Dei She'yaseh V'Malacha v'Shabbos Shadim Tzuvah Shvisas v'Hamdo. We hold schiros lokanya. So the guy didn't kone, wasn't kone the behemoth. So in Mela, it's aser for the guy to work your animal on Shabbos. Even if he rents it for the whole week, even if it's a havla, unless your animal can't do malacha on Shabbos. Mishra points out that there's really a suffix of schiros lokanya. So the opposite is also true. Let's say I rented a horse from a guy. So I can't have that goy work that horse on Shabbos because it's now in my skiros, and there's a tzad to say the skiros is kanya, so you should be machmir. It's a chumra. It's a chumra. Shlomo Zalman says it's only a chumra. So if it's only a carmelis, he's carrying in a carmelis, so you can make it. But if you rent it from a goy and then you subletted it to another goy. Then we move to Rimon of Shach. Because it came from a guy and now it's in the hands of a guy. So
it's not value anymore.
It's not value. You just are making a profit on the subletting.
Uh-huh.
So that's not your problem. Because it belongs to a guy and it's by the rishus of a guy, so that's okay. Jews like making money on the middle, the middleman. It's like a
right.
It's a cheshvan. Okay. The Seder. That's what we were just going before, the fellow who buys the tickets.
Right,
and so okay. So fine. The Mishnah Berurah discusses if you it wasn't a complete kinyan, you did Meshicha, and not Kesef, or Kesef, not Meshicha. So, in Chumrah, we should assume that it belongs to you, or the whatever the action is, that there's Skiris there. So the Mechaber says. Sorry, the Ramaz says, "Aval Yaakov Askiru Hashilo Hasna Sheyachsenu Kol Shabbos." You can rent a goya horse and take, bring it to back Friday afternoon. Aval Lo Mahani Imasne Imainu Yehudi Shetenu Kol Shabbos. Tell him, "Oh, listen, it's yours. Keep it for a month, but don't make it work on Saturday." Then we don't trust the goy. Ki Eina Yehudi Neman Al Kach. He doesn't view it as a breach of the contract. This is I rented it. So even though you wrote it explicitly, don't work on Saturday, we don't trust him. Nobody thinks like objectively he's stealing. And Mela, you can't trust him. Let's say he was supposed to bring back Friday afternoon, and he didn't. Now he's going to work on Shabbos. You have to keep renovating the Shabbos. You should be mafkir it You can mafkir it. It says here, beno v'natzmo. If you mafkir it for other people, maybe they'll take it. So you want to mafkir it by yourself. So the Mishmur says you should probably do it for three people, because the Shailah Hefker works in front of nobody.
Or in your heart.
In, right. So maybe you don't mean it. Here, look how you do mean it, because you want to get rid of the Isser Shabbos. It's better to do it in front of three people, or at least in front of one person, to avoid the Isser of Shvitas Behemta. Says the Ramah, Nimrod says Shiokal Afkira. It's funny because, like, this issue comes up in Shemitah. Let's say you have a joint garden in front of your house, and some of the neighbors aren't from, they're planting things. So, legally, when you own an apartment, you own a percentage of all of the land. It's not just your apartment.
Right, you don't own like a third on the left right hand side. You own
every
third of every molecule.
Yeah, so there's a shiloh, that's the ish problem on Shemitah. What do you do? Some bring the Eitel, we mafkir your chelik. So some people are, what do you mean mafkir? You're not serious, you're not really mafkir your chelik. The Chari here for fair shraya in the Mechaber that you could be mafkir, you know, to in order. You're mafkir, again, lizman. You're mafkir for Shabbos, you're mafkir for Shemitah. You have das to be kone after. And
I lived in Shari Chesed earlier this year before I got married, and there was somebody was doing, they were doing, I don't know what, some type of gardening.
Uh-huh.
And there was an old brother who started making like a macha every day with a table.
Well,
he was protesting that they should stop doing the.
Well,
I think eventually, and it worked. I think they stopped doing
it.
Okay. Or they worked that, so I don't know, maybe they sold it or something, or they found some other loophole. But they were
okay.
Planting in huge flower pots.
I hear. Yeah. Says the Ramah, "Vimrotz liyochal afkir lifnei shloshah mi'alik edin shar hefker afilo hake in shum yad mekol iskaspav lizvati in kavnas rak lafkia mi'alav iser shabbos." So, it's a question of
hefker.
Yeah, so that's a question. What does it mean? In shum yad mekol iskaspav? Why not? If it's really hefker, it should work. So the Mishmur says, "Shloi the daita shi'afkir hefker la'olam kim la'shabbos la'akar shabbos yachso shusa." I mean, it's certainly hefker on Shabbos. If somebody would want to take it, it would work. But you don't have to worry someone's going to take it, because the guy is working with it. Nobody's going to come and take. Meaning, in the case of Shemitah, you know, you do it in Shul. Your friends in Shul aren't going to chop your chelik of the karak. There is a question b'chal if Din Mechusa gets involved, because legally you can't sell. It doesn't work that way. Meaning, you can't be makne karka in Eretz Yisrael with Din Mechusa. So the fact that the Dinul Chus doesn't work, does that mean that Al Pidin also doesn't work? So some folks seem to say, yeah, there's no hat there. It doesn't work to mafkir your chelik in the garden because Dinul Chus. And others say, no, we don't care about Dinul Chus. We care here about halachically your mafkir. So it's an interesting question. Veseder. Says the Ramah, V'davka v'shabbis, v'yantav in adam v'tzuv al shvizit v'hemta. So Ramah assumes that there's no izur v'shvizit v'hemta v'shabbis. That's a big machlokas. I can't even discuss this. Mishra brings that many are machmir and say there is a iser of Shvitzes Hemta on Shabbos, on Chag, on Yontif. So the halacha were machmir even on Yontif not to violate Shvitzes Hemta. Seder. Talid Yisrael Shehi Skir Shvarim Ani Yehudi Lachash Behem Chorish Behem Yesh Matirin Im Kiva Alav Ani Yehudi Achrayis Misa Ugzelo Gnev Yuk Vizula. So you rent your horse to a guy, or your cow to a guy, and now he's working on Shabbos. So we mentioned before, what you could do is be mafkrit. But another thing you could do, so you can tell him, listen, you're totally achrai. You're achrai for like a show-off, right? Zeil, Gneva, Yukur, Zula, you know, Mesa, Max, Melach, you're chai of everything. They came into any who the Yochel, Amochra, Yirsim, Nikris, Behemis, Yisrael. So Shabbos, that works. By telling him, you didn't give it to him, you didn't let him sell it. You're just telling him he's totally achrai, so is that enough that it becomes his? Or you say, no, the mice, he can't sell it. If you can't sell it, it's still yours. It's still yours, your violation of Shvitzes V'Hemta. So this aids the subject of debate. Does it actually work?
So the Kabbalah
Zacharias
is different than me being
Machnet then? Yeah, Machnet is how much his. Kabbalah Zacharias is safer, meaning then it's yours. It's just that.
What's the trade-off? Like, why would the guy agree to it?
So sometimes he would only. It's a question of the contract, the initial contract. If you rent the car, it's like this. You rent the car, and you say that if something happens to the car, you have to pay. You sign. So in that case, it's complete achrayus. So maybe you could say in that case, it's like it's my car. It's like it's my behemoth. So if it's my behemoth, I can work on Shabbos. So that's the debate. I can't sell it, but I'm totally achray for it. So then maybe it's like yours. Okay. Hey, in Yisrael, in Yehudi, Shutzim Vehema, Udlas, in Yehudi, Melach, Bashabas, like they should eat in any Yehudi, Betchila, she kind of saw, she eat in Yehudi, Bashabas, Yisrael, Chiyam Kol. So you have here a Shutzfus between a Goya and a Jew, they both own the horse together. And the Jew says, Midlachatchila, listen, on Shabbos it's only your horse, and on Sunday it's only my horse. So Mela, that's a Tanai that's done, just like what we saw earlier, by a Shutzfus in a business, same thing here. If you didn't make it tonight, it doesn't work. The doesn't work. Once you own it, it's shutfus. You have to say, I'm only becoming a shutfus with you on Monday to Friday. On Shabbos, it's all yours. On Sunday, it's all mine. So here's a similar thing we saw before. You can basically. Almost like sell your half to Yalvi Osal in Yehudi Valva Gemura. I'm lending him my chelek in the business, and now he owes the money. Like I'm selling half the business. The horse costs $1,000. I say to him, "Listen, $500. You take the horse and you owe me $500. So it becomes totally his." Even if he can't sell it. But now I don't want him to actually walk away with the horse, so I say I'm lending you $500. Sorry, I owe you $500. How's it go? You owe me $500, but I'm going to be able to collect dafka from this horse, so he won't be able to sell the horse. If I just say that I'm lending you the money, you're not selling; it's really lending. I'm lending you $500, connected this half of this horse. So theoretically, he could sell the horse and just give me $500. But I don't want to sell the horse. So I say, to collect this loan, you can't just give me money. You have to give me half this horse. So Emela, he won't be able to sell it. It's a cheshbonos. I mean, I don't think it's relevant today anymore. I saw one according to talking about if you have stocks in like agriculture and there are people are doing malacha with animals. I don't know. Today, I'm not sure how many animals are working in the farms. Usually, it's tractors. But theoretically, it could be shaykh. I'm saying the person that works on a kibbutz, there is a concept of shaykh's event. It still exists, but it's limited. Meaning, in kibbutzim, they usually have non-Jews working now on Shabbos. Meaning, they have so if they're riding a horse, so if there's an Eruv, so let's say everything else with the horse. The horse is plowed today. I don't think today it's the tractor's plow. I don't know how much they leave the horses. They do have horses still in farms, but I'm not sure how much malacha is doing.
I was just thinking
the Sarah having a horse in the farm. Right. Okay. In any case, Vash Lo Yom, because if it's Me'akshav, then Lafreya will become yours again. Vash Matirim Ali Deshi Yazir, as any Hudi Shal Yasim, Malacha. These are all patentim to avoid the issue of Shisha's Hemta. The Ramah says they're all good aterim. Even if it's totally yours, you have a horse, it's a Jewish horse, but you want to make money on Shabbos so you can do some of these patentim. Now the poskim say that this is not really ideal. This is really only b'diavad. You try to avoid this, but the ma'isa, these heterim do exist. They're very similar to the heterim we spoke about in terms of shutvus of a business and how to go about keeping the business opened if when it's necessary. Okay.